I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Private Parters, and welcome to this very special episode brought to you by Match. Now, we're coming out of lockdown, and many of us are ready to get back out there and start something real. So myself, Francis, and Match dating expert Hayley Quinn are going to give you some top tips on how to date positive. Our very special guest for this ep is Montana Brown. Here we go.
Okay, look, I'm friends with you. I think you're epic. I would say that you're an absolute catch. I would think that people would want... But you seem to break up with people... You seem to do the breaking up most of the time. That's what I'm trying to say, right? Is that fair?
I don't know. I feel like I'm quite strong-willed. And I think I'm definitely someone that once something's gone too far, like I won't go back to someone. I think stubborn is more the word. Is that I'm not the type of person that if someone makes one mistake, like I'm very bad at forgiving people for that. So wouldn't have been good going out with you, Jamie, because I feel like I wouldn't.
Yeah, sorry. Can you not just forgive me for cheating? Come on, stop being so lame. Get over it.
I would not have been good.
It's single Montana. What is, because you have like a checklist.
I do have a checklist.
And that is, Francis, do you remember, like, Montana has this checklist that she goes to.
It's important to have standards, Jamie.
No, it's not.
Jamie, some of us have this thing.
Hey, that's me on Sophie. No, I'm not saying you don't have standards.
Sophie's the best thing that's ever happened to you. I will say that.
Cheers. I think you landed on your feet, you know.
I don't know how you've done it, but she is stunning.
Montana, she lucked out.
I think if you have standards, then you increase your odds of actually compatibility, right? If you say,
okay, I would agree with that statement.
This is what I want. These are the boxes that need to be ticked. Otherwise, you kind of just end up wasting time.
I also think, like, I was having a discussion with one of my friends the other day. I think girls tend to settle, and I think it's because girls really crave being in a relationship, whereas boys don't so much. So
yeah.
Girls are sat.
He's talking about Sophie.
No.
You know what Montana and I did? We went on her podcast and we shot it in somewhere. Anyway, this is before the pandemic and we were talking and Mom was actually like, God, so like, Jamie, you've like dated like really hot girls. And I was like, yeah. And she honestly looked at me and went, how? Honestly, it wasn't even a joke. She was just genuinely confused. She just wondered
who said this.
Montana did.
Me.
Montana did.
Do you know what it is?
She went, how?
Jay, you're like, you're so charismatic, but then like, you know how normally girls are like, you know, I really want tall, like dark and, you know, handsome. And like, obviously you are handsome, but you're like kind of short, blonde and like balding.
So you're very niche.
But like the whole way through, like his teenagers through to like adulthood, he's just like hot girlfriend, hot girlfriend. I'm like, what?
I think it's because I was very persistent. So I kind of liked it and I just...
So you were a creep, so you forced him.
Yeah, I was just, you're not leaving until you go out.
So you were a
no, I think it was something like that. But I think with you, you've never had a problem ever getting the guys you want, or have you?
I think I really struggle to fancy people. Like, I don't fancy a lot of people. So I think that's been my main struggle. I don't fancy a generic tall, dark and handsome, for example. But no, there's definitely been guys that have rejected me who have tried to, I think, date me and other people, which just doesn't bode well with me either. But a lot of my friends say that I am kind of like, I have a male's mentality in terms of I can date multiple people, but like other people can't.
Really? So you have the attitude, if you're dating someone, they have to date you, but you can date other people, but they're not allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what happens, and exactly what I like to do.
So what are you like then when you first start dating someone? Are you awkward? Are you full on? Do you feel like you have to chat to them most? Do you think it would have to be funny, or do you allow them to come to you almost?
No, I literally bully them. Like, I ask them really like horrible questions, like these really kind of like invasive questions.
Are these your kinks or something? because I'd love it if you were.
Like, but I think it's a great way to get to know somebody, a great way to, you know, it just to see if they can handle the heat, because like, I'm a lot to deal with.
A lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're a lot to deal with. I think the best thing is you're like a mate, right? Which is, that's the best way, I think. And you're really independent. So you kind of, you're mates and you do your own thing. And I think that's a really good way. I think the problem is what happens with a lot of relationships is people become too codependent too quickly.
Yeah.
And then you're in a really sticky situation where you're not living your own lives, you're living each other's lives, and then you're like, oh God. And then that's a problem. What are you like when you, and we've all had to experience this, guys, you know, when you've had to break up with someone, are you whoosh, see you later, done?
Yeah. I've decided in my head, I'm like, see you never, like, see you never. I think women mentally check out first, and so like breaking up doesn't seem like a big deal because they're like, well, I don't like you anymore,
and they've already lined up the next.
Exactly. You get a few bench warmers kind of sat there just waiting patiently, and then, you know, it's not even really that much of a big deal. Exactly.
What, you have a couple? I love that. I have a couple of bench warmers. Do you really have that on the side just ready to tag in?
Yeah, like some low-hanging fruit, you know, that, you know, will be there when you
some low-hanging rotten fruit that you're just going to go and start munching on. Oh my God. Francis, I think the best thing that you did when you had to end one of your relationships, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, Francis, was you were watching the Battle of the Somme, and you thought, if they can do it, didn't you think that wasn't...
No, it was D-Day.
The D-Day, explain it, what happened?
No, it's just like, I guess it was D-Day, and I just thought, well, you know, that storming the beaches of Normandy is nothing, you know. No, I mean, breaking up is nothing compared to storming the beaches of Normandy.
What, so you just like cold-heartedly broke up with somebody?
No, I just, it wasn't cold-hearted.
On D-Day.
It wasn't cold-hearted. Yeah, dump day.
Look, it's D-Day. And I've been thinking that all those men were able to do this, so I think I can do that. Before we get the lovely dating expert Hayley Quinn on the podcast, I want to ask you about lockdown, and did you do any Zoom dating or anything like that? Did you do anything like that when you were in lockdown?
I did actually go for a couple of walks with some eligible bachelors.
What, some gigolos?
No, I actually went on a few dates in lockdown last year. And
in London?
No, it was on the outskirts, you know, had to be, you know, quiet about it, hush, hush. But it was kind of quite nice because you ended up FaceTiming people a bit more and chatting a bit more because people just generally were having like more spare time, especially like in the evenings, people weren't out.
But also I feel like this is the great thing about Match, right? And this is the great sponsor of this, is that, you know, they're all about connection. I think connection is so important. Sometimes we're so about aesthetics.
I tell you what's good about Match as well is that you can hide your profile. Match has been amazing because it means you can set your age range, you can set where you want them to live, if you want them to live close to you or far, far away. And also you can look kind of without them seeing your profile, which I think is a really nice touch to the app, because I would quite like that. And you can still message them, I believe, even if your profile's hidden. So fantastic.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, listen, we are going to intro the wonderful, the amazing, the Match relationship expert, Hayley Quinn, who is going to be joining us right now. Now, Hayley, as you join us, firstly, can we just say that your name is unbelievably cool?
Oh, thank you. It was a little bit of a nod to Harlequin there, probably easily to get mixed up with in Google search results.
Yeah, or Harlequin, isn't that the rugby team? Yeah, it's like Margot Robbie from, you're like a superhero, which is great. Now, Hayley, you're a dating expert, right? And so you know, does that mean that when you date people, you know exactly how to play a date?
I did freak a few people out in my single days. It is true. That is when people ask you what your job is, saying dating expert is a good one to drop in to really throw someone off. But no, I didn't, like, to go back over the dating expert thing, like, I definitely didn't intend to ever be a dating expert. Like, when I was at school, I was 100% like the awkward girl, couldn't get a date to save my life. And I just kind of fell into the dating industry by accident. And then learn all this cool stuff. I just didn't realize that there were like these social skills that you could develop that would make it easier to date people. And my inner geek came out and made me want to learn about this stuff.
Oh my God. So you're like the ultimate player.
Well, not now. Now I'm like a happily married, very nice lady. But you know, back in the day, yes, maybe a little
bit. Is it like a psychology?
It's a little bit, but I also think it's a bit like coaching, you know, and sometimes coaching comes down to, you know, what's good for you and what works for you. So like when you were talking earlier about people being able to like handle the heat, there's something in that, right? Because sometimes it's not just about what's the best thing I could say here to like charm the other person. Sometimes it's like, I actually really accept myself. And because of that, I'm going to lead with who I am in a really strong way. And then that's my best filter for compatibility.
Yeah, that's literally what I did.
Yeah, you don't want to be too agreeable, do you?
No, agreeable is too vanilla. And you know what else? If you're too agreeable, it kind of seems like you just want...
It turns people off.
It does, because it comes across like you just want the person for what they represent. Maybe because they've got a nice Instagram account and you're not actually genuinely trying to build a connection. And I think that always comes across as a bit sycophantic and doesn't work all that well in the world of dating. I go into my date and I'm like clear about what I want and what I don't want. And I'm not going in there trying to impress somebody. In fact, you know, I'm going to see if someone's a good match for me. Then that's actually a pretty good mindset to have.
But interesting, because you've got Montana, who's obviously, you know, a very confident woman, right? And so it's quite easy for someone to be that way. But what happens if you're not confident? Then how do you work the date? So you've got Montana.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking. But it's true, right? You've got Montana's one end of the spectrum, but then how do you, if you're like yourself, who was shy and all those different things, then how do you learn these tactics, or what should you do?
Right. So one of the most annoying pieces of dating advice that people get is just be confident, right? Mm. Because it's like, well, that's amazing, but how in the world do I do that? So I think to start with, confidence comes down to competence a lot. So it's like this sense of, I'm doing this regularly. This is something I do. This is totally out there for me. So starting to take small actions, whether it was like, you know, you're checking out someone's profile, but your profile's hidden, sending a first message, going on a park date, doing things which is within your realm of like, it's not going to totally freak you out. It's not going to blow your comfort zones. It's not in at the deep end. It's just like a small practical action that you can do every day to get in the zone and be like, I am doing this dating thing. So that gradually over time helps you to feel more like the kind of person who can go out on those dates. And another good way to build confidence is also just to shift your intention a bit. If you are going into a date feeling like, oh my God, are they going to like me? Will they choose me? Then immediately that's a really good way to put yourself on the back foot and just feel a lot of pressure around stuff. Instead, it's so much better to be like, okay, what could I talk about with this person that make me feel more attracted to them? You know, what am I passionate about? How can I choose a date that I'm going to enjoy, whether I feel a connection or not? So it's about bringing it back to you and not making it about the external validation of the other person.
Paintball.
Yeah, no, I completely...
Go-kart.
I completely and agree with you. I think it's interesting. I just think that, you know, there's this kind of single shaming from friends and family, especially towards women, You know, if a guy is single in a certain age, it's kind of okay. But for some reason, for a woman to be single at a certain age, it's kind of this sort of thing like, well, why aren't you in a relationship yet? Montana and Hayley, do you find this?
Oh, it happens all the time. And I actually don't know where it comes from, to be honest, because it's like the classic, if a boy's in a relationship at a relatively young age, they're like, oh, you're whipped and oh, you've got a missus, and it's kind of seen as a bad thing. And then also you've got like your parents as a woman being like, oh, well, so... you know, time's ticking, where's your husband and all of this kind of stuff. So I think it is shifting now, but it's definitely still apparent. But I think women these days, now they know their power, so they don't care if they're single. Well, I certainly don't care if I'm single, but I think it is becoming more and more prevalent that like women are like, I'll be single if I want to be single and I'll get into a relationship when it's right. And I think that's where a lot of women's mindset comes from, of like really feeling like they need a relationship when really like they just need to enjoy their life. Because I think women are natural nurturers, so they just love to give, 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 give.
I think also, you know, Match is a great place, but that dating apps in particular are a tricky place to be. Why would you say that Match is kind of a good place to go to?
Well, you know what? I actually think, rather than thinking about it in terms of like, which is the bestest dating app or platform I should be on, I think a lot of it comes down actually to how you use the app yourself. You know, it has to be about you creating the time to go on it, not messaging while you're watching Netflix, being present, taking the time to actually go through people's profiles, to actually write something meaningful back to someone. I think all of those habits are stuff that we do ourselves, which isn't actually to do with the platform that we're on. That being said, I think some features of Match are pretty great. So being able to video call someone in app, I think is really good. I think actually the video date, although it might be a bit like, oh God, are we conducting our whole lives on Zoom? On the other side of things, I think video dates are safe, they're quick, they're cheap, they're easy. So I think they're a really good way actually to double check if you have a connection with someone before you go on to meet someone in real life.
Yeah.
Also save some time.
Yeah.
Save some time.
Come on, it's all about time, Montana. Come on, I don't have time. Let's just get through this.
Efficiency.
Well, it is a little bit. And actually some research from Match said that 18% of people are going to carry on the Zoom dates even after the pandemic's ended. So it's really become part of our dating culture, where we now have this little like pre-interview before we actually go out and meet someone.
I love that. I think that's great. I love the fact they do that. I think the big thing is, before we finish the podcast, is what piece of advice could you give to people out there who are single, who are going to be using Match and things like that, and getting out there and dating, especially the fact that we're coming out of this lockdown, there's social anxiety before, you know, towards these things. What advice would you give these singletons out there?
Okay, so fear of dating again, fodder, is real. So whilst I know some people are thinking that we're going to have like this big summer of love, and other people are saying that everyone's going to want a relationship after the pandemic, I think a lot of people are just going to be feeling quite anxious about dating again and putting themselves out there. If that's you, I just say, remember, it's really important to date on your own terms. There are actually no right and wrong ways to date when it comes to like splitting the bill, when to have a more physically intimate relationship. A lot of it comes down to just your personal sense of what kind of relationship you want and what pace you want to take things at. And the right people for you are always going to be respectful of the pace you want to go at. So start out slowly if that suits you, and just keep taking little small little actions towards building your dating life.
So using dating apps, specifically Match, how would you recommend finding something authentic and finding a relationship that's actually real?
Okay, so if you want to start something real, I think it definitely comes down to our own responsibility as people. So if we are going on a dating app and I said, you're messaging while you're in a queue, or you're bored, or you're watching you're doing a Netflix binge, perhaps you're not showing up that authentically yourself, and therefore it's going to be pretty hard for you to find that connection with other people. So if you want to create that spark and really actually want to connect with someone, it is about doing the groundwork, putting the time in, focusing on actually reading someone's profile, putting effort into your messages so you also show up as someone who's fun and playful and interesting, in the hope that you also get that same thing back in return.
Great advice. Okay, listen, to all of you lovely listeners, go and check out Match app. It's a great place to meet people. It's got all the great things that Hayley said. It's bespoke, it's safe, it's got video, which I love. Mon, you're going to be checking out that little video thing on there. You love that. Come on, efficiency, let's go. It's great. Hayley, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Montana, you just hero. You know what I think of you already, so I don't need to say it again. Guys, like I said, go and check out Match. It's epic, it's amazing. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.